Hey guys, I'm Lydia Fike.
I'm Gia DePew.
And I'm Sage Fokey, and we're here with the Cloverleaf Local Schools Curriculum Director. And today we're just going to talk about the meanings and what the high school report card is all about. So first question for you is, I know me and probably most of the students at the high school don't really know what the high school report card is truly about. So just give us a rundown on what this score actually means for our school.
Yeah, no problem. So every school gets a grade every single year. That's changed over time. That used to be an A through F grade. Now it is a star rating. So there's different components that make up that star rating. As a building, the high school earned 4.5 stars, which that's an increase from the previous year of 4 stars. So where they get the scoring is based on 4 different components: achievement, progress, gap closing, and graduation rate. So each one of those represents a certain score, mm-hmm. and that gets factored into the overall stars that the building earns.
I saw on the high school report card there is a category, I think it's about literacy, and it does not have any stars. Do we not have that?
Well, okay, so when you look at the district level report card, there is another component called early literacy, and that's focused for our elementary building. So,
okay.
So the high school doesn't get factored into that.
Got it.
Gotcha. Cool stuff. So how do we stand compared to other schools throughout the state? I know you said we're 4 stars. How does that work in comparison?
So
4.5.
There's,
4.5, sorry.
You go from, 0 stars all the way up to 5 stars, and it's half star increments. So 4.5 stars puts us in the top 20% of all schools throughout the state. So there's 607 schools in the state that are counted in the report card, and we're in the top 20%. So that's pretty good company.
That is pretty good.
How do you think these scores affect the way teachers prepare their classes?
Well, there's a couple measures on here that are really helpful for teachers. And I'll talk briefly about them just to give you a little bit of an understanding. So you take your test in the spring, and based on that score, that's reflective on the report card. So when you think of the achievement measure, that's like how well students score on the report card. It's not just if they pass the test or don't pass the test. It's where they land. So the different areas, they're called proficiency levels. It goes limited, basic, proficient, accomplished, and advanced. And so where a student falls there is reflective in the score, and there's different weights. So if you're scoring at an advanced level, that earns more points for the school. So how this can help a teacher is going to be more in the progress measure. So the progress measure looks at where you are supposed to score. So you've been taking these tests for years. There's a prediction for where you should score. So like Sage, if you were supposed to score proficient, but you scored accomplished, then that is more points for us. But if you were supposed to score accomplished and you ended up scoring proficient, then that's going to negatively affect us. So our teachers do look at that information because they know where you're supposed to score, and that can help them with their instruction.
So this high school report card is based off our standardized test?
Correct.
Okay. So in your opinion, do you think these scores, like overall, if someone was moving to our district, do you think having a higher score on the report card would make them, like, make the decision on where to move or stuff like that?
I think that's a great question, and I think that's a big factor when families are deciding where they want to move. I think having a school that rates higher definitely is a draw for people making that decision.
Okay.
And what areas do you think we can improve on? Like, where did we do well, and where can we go from there?
That's a good question, because when I looked at where we performed in 22-23 versus 23-24, the biggest area that we showed the most growth was in the achievement. So how you as students performed on the test went from 3 stars to 4 stars. So that was a lot of growth there. I think there's always room to grow in the progress measure. And that's one of the things that's kind of a transition, because I don't know if you remember, it used to just be, are you proficient or not proficient? But now we're looking at, the individual student and where they perform. So like, if again, if you're supposed to be accomplished, then it, the target is to get you to accomplish. And I think that's a transition, a shift in how we think of things. It's not just passing that test. It's, you know, performing at your best.
Okay. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you would like to just have people know for our school?
No, I think, you know, just to understand that there's different components. I guess the one thing that I would like to highlight is that the components are not weighted the same. So achievement and progress are weighted heavier than gap closing and the graduation rate. So how you perform on your test holds more weight than those other components.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, girls.